We're here with Thomas Doerr, Undersecretary for Rural Development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You just made a presentation at the Transition to a Bioeconomy conference today. You seem to want to encourage people to move forward, even in these shaky economic times.
I don't think there's any question that we have to move forward. The underlying theme is energy security and national security. Last year, we invested nearly $700 billion in imported crude oil or crude oil equivalents. That number will vary with the price of energy, but it essentially provides a base of capital that I think we can tap to begin facilitating the development of these new, more secure energy supplies. And consequently, most of them are going to be rural in origin, and they have great economic opportunity for rural America. And I don't think there's any question from a pure security standpoint that we have to continue.
Is it easy to say, though, move forward and invest and do all that, but hard to actually pull off, considering what we've seen in the stock market lately and the financial crisis in the country?
You know, it's in any industry. These are easy to say. They're easy for guys like me to get up and pontificate. But there are an extraordinary number of entrepreneurs, hardworking people, people that keep their wheel to the shoulder or their shoulder to the wheel all the time trying to make these things work. I don't think that's the American way, quite frankly, as trite as it may be. I don't foresee that slowing down. Will we have impediments? Certainly we will. Are we going to have some brushes with some significant challenges? I'm certain we will. But does it mean that we are not going to secure an alternative fuel source for this country? I'll guarantee you that we will, because we are not going to subject ourselves to the dependency on people who typically aren't very friendly to us and don't always agree with us. And why would we want to subject our kids and our grandkids to that sort of dependency?
Whether the Republican or the Democrat nominee wins the eventual election here in 3 weeks, we're going to have a new administration. What kind of advice do you give them? What do you want to see them do then to move this forward, to have this bioeconomy and grow it, especially for the rural parts?
Well, first of all, I think we've put a big enough stake in the ground. When you've got 10% of the energy consumption in this country is now from renewable resources, obviously some of that's hydro that's been there a while. But I don't think there's any going back. Will there be different iterations and different policy debates on how best to proceed? I'm certain there will. That's what's great about a country like this, where we have these transitional periods, where we get fresh ideas and fresh people. And, you know, a guy like me, it's 6 or 7 years in this job, gets stale. People have heard me say these things. We need fresh outside people, and that'll come. And they'll continue on down the path, and this is going to continue on. This is not going to fade away like it has so many times in the past.
You said that the message might be stale, but I think there's a lot of freshness in it. You know, every day, every year, we hear more and more about the biofuels, the ethanol, biodiesel, playing a bigger part in the economy.
Well, I think it will be. I think the message may not be stale, but it's good to get fresh ideas, to get fresh people at the table, and I think that's just one of the benefits of a transition like this.
Secretary Doerr, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Good luck.